This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Coming up at 8:20-ish, we'll play Nats Round Robin, Who Am I, for a chance to win Nats opening day tickets. So that's coming up shortly, so keep listening. Coming up right now on the BetQL Guest Hotline, our guest, Tony Pauline, consulting editor and NFL draft analyst at SportsKita.com, returning to the show. Tony, good morning. How are you?
I'm okay. Thanks for having me back.
Of course, yeah, man. The SportsKita mock draft simulator is that is my new jam. That is my new toy over the next month heading into the NFL draft. We're less than a month away from it. It's a really awesome tool. For those that don't know about it, explain that to our listeners, how it works, what you can do with it, with all of your, whatever favorite team you root for in the NFL heading into the draft in late April.
Yeah, well, thanks for bringing that up. Basically, the fans get to be a GM. They get to play GM, and, you know, you get to pick your favorite team if you'd like. You can do as many rounds as you'd like, from one round to seven rounds. You go at whatever speed you like, and the computer will pick the players before you based on my rankings, and then your team will come up, and there's always a bunch of trades that you're offered. You know, you can maybe trade down. You can even try and trade up if you want to. You can offer your own trades, and that's basically how it goes. And I have rankings of about 400 players there. There's scouting reports on all 400 players. So, you know, if you're kind of choosing between two players, you can click on the player and get a kind of a scouting report, a breakdown on the strengths and weaknesses of that player. And, yeah, it's kind of addictive. I mean, it's tough. Once you get on, it's very tough to get off.
I mean, I'm in as the Commanders right now, and I'm running the sim, and Jaden Daniels just went number one overall. Mm-hmm. And I just got offered a deal by the Arizona Cardinals, swap my number two pick for their 4, 27, 35, and their 2025 fourth.
I'm doing
that in a heartbeat.
Yeah, you already put it in.
It's a lock. I'm doing that. Next sound.
See, and that's the thing. It keeps you coming back because now you got to go back next year and use all those picks.
Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about the latest report. I'm sure you saw it, Tony. Tom Pelissero says that he's been talking to NFL execs. NFL execs believe that Washington is really starting to dial in on JJ at number two. All right. That certainly would have surprised me before the pro day, but maybe they went to the pro day and they were blown away. But no one really knows. I mean, it's just a rumor. But Pelissero says he's been talking to people. I'm a Drake May guy, but, you know, maybe these guys who know a lot more about passing in the NFL think that JJ can be the guy. Would you be surprised if JJ climbed the draft board and went to two?
I'd be shocked. I'd be very shocked. Here's the thing with J.J. McCarthy. First of all, I think he's going to be the most overdrafted quarterback that we have probably seen the past 5-6 years. I could probably go back at Trey Lance, people like that. The thing about J.J. McCarthy is this. He gets it between the ears. He is a confident quarterback with great moxie. You could see his leadership on the field. And that's going to come across in one-on-one interviews. Teams and coaches are going to like that sort of football intellect that he has. A lot of the Michigan guys have it. So that is going to be very impressive to them. And he threw relatively well during pro day. I mean, he was on the mark. The problem is when you watch J.J. McCarthy on film, number one, he was never asked to carry that Michigan offense because he never had to. They had such a great running game. They had seven outstanding offensive linemen, six which will either be drafted in a month or signed as PFAs. So he wasn't asked to consistently throw the ball 25, 30 times a week. The other thing is, you know, he doesn't have great arm strength, and that came through. I was asked about that during the pro day. He doesn't have that, you know, that live arm that can get the ball between the tight windows, and a lot of those passes that he makes on Saturday, a lot of those questionable passes that he makes on Saturday are going to be interceptions on Sunday. So there's a lot of risk with J.J. McCarthy. Remember, Jaden Daniels' pro day is on Wednesday. Let's see what the reports are coming out of the pro day on Wednesday with Jaden Daniels.
Mm-hmm. Tony, I don't want to lead the witness here. I want your take on Drake May. There's been a lot of buzz on him of late that even though he's got the prototypical size that you want at 6'5", 220-ish, that he may need a little more seasoning. He might not be ready to step in day one, even if he's drafted in the top three. What's your take on Drake May?
Well, I mean, first of all, how many of these quarterbacks are really ready to step in on day one? You know, Patrick Mahomes sat an entire year, and look how that has turned out. So, you know, if you, any quarterback, any rookie quarterback that steps in on day one, there's going to be bumps in the road. There could be disaster. I like Drake May. I think he's got great size. He's got a decent arm. He's more than your prototypical pocket passer because he has the ability to get outside and make plays with his legs. He is sneaky, elusive, if you will. You're not going to really run too many design quarterback runs with him, although he can get the job done. The concern for me with Drake May is, you know, he kind of really struggled down the road with North Carolina. I think in large part because he was getting beat up and he was trying to do too much. But the fact is, you know, I like to get the quarterbacks when they're on the rise, and May kind of struggled. And we saw that with Sam Howell, ironically, who struggled, you know, late in his last campaign before he entered the draft. He's got a lot of upside, but I think with any quarterback, he's going to need a real good coach. He's going to need real good development to reach the expectations that people have of him.
If Caleb goes one to Chicago and Washington takes Jaden at two, would you be surprised if the Patriots did not take a quarterback there?
Well, I mean, coming out of the combine, there are a lot of people who, you know, Drake May was all over the place, all over boards. There were people who were not sold on Drake May. And I had reported that in the last mock draft I had. I actually had the Patriots taking Marvin Harrison at number three. Would I be surprised if they didn't take a quarterback? It wouldn't shock me. I mean, it wouldn't be a wild curveball that came out of left field because of what was being said leaving the combine.
I can't even remember who their quarterback is on their depth chart right now.
It's the kid from Western Kentucky from a couple of years ago, isn't it?
Oh, Bailey Zappe. Oh, Zappe. And they signed
Jacoby Brissett. So they got two backups there.
Okay, exactly.
Yeah. All right, so in terms of the receivers, obviously Marvin Harrison probably going to be the top guy going. Malik Nabers going to be really good. Odunze, you have him going 10 to the Jets. So kind of just give like a little pecking order of the receivers in your opinion.
No, you just gave it. I mean, Marvin Harrison, despite the fact he's doing everything to kind of kneecap himself in this draft process, is the number one, not only receiver on the board, number one player in this draft. I mean, he's a dominant game-controlling receiver who's got sneaky deep speed. I think he's made a lot of errors in the run-up to the draft with what he's not doing, what he's saying. As far as Malik Nabers, I mean, he's a little bit quicker. He's a little bit more explosive. He's probably better running after the catch than Marvin Harrison, but he's not as, you know, the pure number one, the game controller that Marvin Harrison is. Odunze is a guy that just kept getting better and better. I mean, when Jalen McMillan, his teammate, was injured, he took over that number one role at Washington. He is a big, stout guy. He's got decent quickness. He knows how to separate. Not the greatest route runner in the world, but runs routes well enough to separate from opponents. Catches everything in sight, just a playmaker. I mean, if you watch Washington last year, he basically saved their season against Washington State when on fourth and I think it was 12 or something, he had a 23-yard reverse that he ran and saved their season, got him into the playoffs. But a big, dominant number one, the potential wideout.
Joined by Tony Pauline, consulting editor, NFL draft analyst at SportsKita.com. What do you think is the best landing spot for Brock Bowers? I know a lot of times teams may be hesitant to draft a tight end high, but we saw the impact of Laporta last year as a rookie in Detroit. Where do you think Bowers lands? Where do you think is a good spot for him?
Sort of impact of Laporta. You know, you've had basically two dynasties in the Chiefs and the Patriots, and they both had dominant big playmaking tight ends. Yep. So I think that San Diego at five has got to be an option, but, you know, with Harbaugh there, they're probably going to look offensive line, probably even trade down. So I think what's going to happen is Bowers is either going to end up with the number nine with the Chicago Bears, number 10 with the New York Jets. He doesn't get past the Denver Broncos at 12. All outstanding spots. Guy is a complete playmaker, 240 pounds, plays the tight end position like a receiver, and he's not a bad blocker. They just didn't use him as an inline blocker all that much at Georgia, but when he was asked to block, he did a good job.
You know, the other team we really haven't talked about, and they've made a trade to get another number one pick, is Minnesota. Clearly in the quarterback market, I could see them, you know, packaging those two picks, moving up and trying to get one of these quarterbacks. Do you see that happening?
I don't know if they're going to package both picks. I mean, they will try. I think first that number five spot with the Chargers is the spot to look at to get that potential fourth quarterback. I believe it's going to be J.J. McCarthy. I don't believe all this bluff about J.J. McCarthy being a top three pick. And the team will want to try and trade in front of the Giants to ensure that they get the quarterback. That team is very likely going to be the Vikings. Whether it's both first-round picks, whether it's some sort of situation where they trade both first-round picks to move up and they get the Chargers pick in round two, I do think that that is why the Vikings did that. It depends on, you know, what do the Chargers do, and do they think that the Giants are going to take a quarterback as to whether or not they're going to trade. I think the other two trade spots would be Arizona at eight, Atlanta at eight,
yeah,
because Atlanta could still trade down and get a pass rusher, and potentially the Jets, because if the Jets are sitting there at 10, and you got Denver, you got Minnesota and Denver right behind them, and both of those teams want a quarterback, the Jets could play a little game there and get something out of either of those teams, still move back, and potentially get Brock Bowers or whatever receiver still on the board.
Tony, do you see both Knicks and Penix as first-rounders, or do you see one of them slipping into the early second?
I don't see either of them as first-rounders on my board. I have Penix as a mid-second-round choice. I got Bo Nix a little bit later. Do I think there's a possibility that Michael Penix could go late first round? Possibly. But, I mean, he's overaged. He's got a lot of injuries. He was very streaky at Washington when you watch the film. People love the highlights of Michael Penix, and the deep throws are outstanding, but they're very spotty. As far as Bo Nix is concerned, great college quarterback. He's got a great mind. I don't know he's anything more than a game manager. Went to the Senior Bowl, did not show a good strong arm at all, did not really do what a quarterback has to do with the Senior Bowl to move into the first round. Combine workout was not that good. He was throwing bounce passes. I don't see neither of those guys have first-round grades on my board. Maybe Penix slides into the late part of round one because the team trades up, but the injury and the age are major issues.
All right, Tony, I got to ask you about my Long Island guys. They are big fans. They know the family very well. Dylan Lauby, the running back from New Hampshire. You mentioned the Senior Bowl. So apparently he's been impressing in all these workouts. Do you have a file on Dylan?
Late round guy, day three guy, sort of a Swiss Army knife, if you will, handling the ball. Not only as a running back, but a real good pass catcher out of the backfield, and was a game-changing return specialist at New Hampshire. He's not a feature back. He's more of a situational role-type player that you're going to put on the field on third down, maybe occasionally on first down, hand them the ball, throw it to him out of the backfield, and then line him up to return punts and kicks.
All right, last position to talk about, Tony, here. offensive line, specifically tackle, there could be, I don't know, six or seven tackles in the first round, maybe more, I don't know. But that's another position Washington really needs to address. They, you know, they went out and got a couple of linemen in free agency, but they're really lacking that stud tackle on the left side. Last year, Andrew Wiley just wasn't working out for them, the guy they signed from the Chiefs. So if you're going to put a rookie quarterback back there, man, you got to have someone to protect him. And maybe they could get someone early second round. Is there a name or two you think they should be targeting?
Yeah, well, I think there could be as many as 8 offensive tackles selected in the first round. And I have Fatanu of Washington on my guard board. And if team drafts him as an offensive tackle, there's going to be potentially nine offensive tackles selected in round one. I mean, the name to keep an eye on is Jordan Morgan out of Arizona. He may not get out of the first round. If he's there with those last couple picks, the Ravens could select him. The Chiefs could select him because they need a left tackle. I think there are some teams prior to Washington's taking round two that could take him. But if he's there at 36, the word was at Arizona Pro Day that Washington will not let him slip by. He is a very athletic, mobile left tackle. He was a terrific 3-year starter at Arizona. Think there's going to be some bumps in the road. He's got to prove his strength at the point. He's got to improve his run blocking. People think he can play right tackle. I think he's solely a left tackle guy. You can use him in a zone blocking system. Only going to get better. I don't know that he's a day one starter, but he's a guy who will be a very good starting left tackle in the league 2 or 3 years down the road.
Tony, thanks a lot for the time. We always appreciate it. It's Tony Pauline, consulting editor, NFL draft analyst at sportskeeda.com. And if you want your work productivity to plummet today, go use their mock draft simulator. You won't get any work done.
And do it all day.
None whatsoever.
All right, buddy.
Thanks, Tony.
Thanks for having me.
Yep, yeah, man. Always. Tony the mock Pauline. Draft simulator will definitely take a chunk of your time today.
So there we go. Been saying it for a week. Eye of the beholder.
Yep.
Some people love JJ.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, Tony Pauline says
he's
shocked
not in that
if he
camp.
Was drafted number two.
All right, we're going to take your calls next. You can line up at 800-636-1067 for Nats Round Robin. Who am I? If you know the Nat that we're talking about, we're going to give you a pair of tickets to opening day, Monday, April 1, against the Pittsburgh Pirates. So call in, get lined up right now at 800-636-1067.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Up in just about 10 minutes, we'll be joined by Annie Yu from WUSA 9, coming up at 8:35 to get the latest on the Francis Scott Key bridge collapse that happened overnight in Baltimore. That happened at 1:30 a.m. this morning. So we'll get an update on that in just about 10 minutes. Right now, though, we're going to give away Nationals opening day tickets Monday, April 1st, against the Pittsburgh Pirates. We're going to play round robin Nationals, Who Am I?
Wow.
So we'll get 3 callers lined up on the line at the same time. And if they know who we're describing, they jump in with their name. They guess. If they guess correctly, they win the tickets.
And this, is round robin, and we don't know collectively who we're thinking of.
We have nobody has any idea.
So I could give a clue
now.
And Cakes has no idea who I'm thinking of,
right.
So he has to give a clue, a second clue based off of my clue.
That's correct.
But it could be someone totally different than I'm thinking
That's
of.
That's the way this works, yes.
Yep.
All right, so let's get three callers on the line, say hello to them, and get them lined up, and then
All right. We
will be off and running.
All right, let's go to Tom in Fredericksburg. Hey, Tom.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey,
hello,
doing great.
Tom.
Let's go to Nick in Alexandria. Hey, Nick.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey,
hello.
Buddy. Good morning. And let's go to Walter in Warrenton. Oh, my God, that is so deep. Bought a car there once. Oh, my God.
It is deep. All right, so Tom, Nick, and Walter, we will give clues. If you know who we're talking about, jump in, use your name. If you guess incorrectly, you miss the next clue, and then we keep going until we get a winner, okay?
Okay.
All right,
sounds
guys
good.
Are clear on the rules.
Yep.
All right, Valdezzi, spin the wheel. We don't know who's going to go first here. We have no idea. We don't know where the wheel's going to land. We just don't know. Could land anywhere. Could land on Mike Maher. Who knows?
Who's going first?
I don't know. You're usually the one that doles it out, so I'm going to lean on you here.
Mike Maher.
Mike Maher is on deck.
Oh, do I have to play this?
Yeah, you do.
Potentially.
Mike's got to watch around.
Okay.
All right.
Mike's out.
All right. Matt Cahill.
All right.
First clue?
First clue is I grew up in the Midwest.
Midwest. All right. The Midwest guy. All right. Interesting.
Grew up in the Midwest.
Right. Take it however you want.
I'm out. I'm out.
Midwest.
I'm trying to line up details for our next guest. You do.
All right. You're out.
I'm out.
All right. So, grew up in the Midwest is your first clue.
Okay.
Nobody has an answer.
No,
right. Second clue.
Nobody has an answer.
Second
Spin the wheel. Spin it.
World's worst game.
That's a great
I thought
game.
JP was in charge of the world's worst game. It turns out Cakes is.
Apparently I am.
All right.
It's Mr. Cakes.
I mean, I'm looking at the roster. Not that many guys grew up in the Midwest and
I know. Are you even thinking of anybody?
I 100% have somebody.
Okay.
All right. I'm just looking at the roster. I'm going to say I'm a relief pitcher.
Do you think Drab knows who that is?
I don't know who Drab's thinking about.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
You think he could name more than one relief pitcher on the team?
Probably not this guy.
Can you name more than three players on the team?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't say I could, though.
All right. No.
Neither did I.
Tom, Nick, or Walter, they have no idea who we're talking about at this point. We have
no
group
idea.
In Midwest and relief pitcher. Hope you guys have your rosters in front of you.
I just cheat.
All right.
Obviously, just all you right. got to cheat.
Who's it land on?
To win this game.
It
lands on Lurch.
I thought this game would be easy.
Yeah,
usually, the way you do the pull back the curtain, you go with the low hanging fruit, one or two clues, you get a winner. But apparently, this is not the case here.
All right. All right. It's landed on me.
Yeah, yes. It's landed on you.
All right.
Lurch.
Kind of the Midwest. All right. I could be one of the two closers on this team.
Walter.
I think, got in by a split second.
Walter.
Kyle Finnegan.
There you go.
Winter, there we go.
Is that See? Who you were thinking of?
No,
not too bad. That's
Drabby?
Who I was thinking of.
Okay.
No.
Who were you thinking of?
He was thinking of Jake Irvin.
Jake Irvin.
Oh.
But see,
Irvin.
Once Cakes went to relief.
Okay. Bloomington, Minnesota. Okay. That's
you didn't see
Midwest.
That Right.
I kind of missed that one.
Once Cakes went to relief pitcher,
yeah.
Irvin is
okay.
a starter. So I had to veer.
I whittled it down. It's perfect.
Yeah, I had to veer.
Walter's a winner. Gets two tickets to Nationals opening day, Monday, April 1st, against the Pittsburgh Pirates. The first 20,000 fans get a reversible bucket hat. Pregame festivities include an appearance by the world-famous Budweiser Clydesdales, red carpet player intros, live music, face painters, balloon twisters, and more. All of your gates open at 2 p.m. for opening day. So have fun, Walter. Enjoy. See, that wasn't that painful.
Oh, man.
That was not the most
so
painful
Walter's
game show.
So Walter's the winner. All right, so I got to put Walter unlocked. Yeah.
Yes, hold. Put him on hold.
Good job, Walter. And Tom in Fredericksburg, I got to unlock and just dump him.
He's just gone.
There you go.
Bye, Tom. Thank you for playing.
All right, stay on hold,
That's a
Walter.
Good prize, man. Opening day.
It's a great prize.
April 1st.
And by the way, later in the show, let's say 9:45, make an appointment, giving away live and Stone Temple Pilots tickets when they come to Jiffy Lube live.
Yeah, that's gonna round robin. Name that song.
No, I don't know if we're doing the round robin, but we played with fire there, got away with it.
Oh. All right, I know that Drab is talking to Annie over at Channel 9. She's a longtime friend of the show. She's been on the show a bunch of times.
Yep.
She's going to update us on the Maryland deal or the bridge collapse. She's been like on air apparently for hours. She's I guess kind of sat in or listened in on a couple of press conferences,
right,
so she can give us the latest. Obviously, if you've woken up by now and you've been plugged in at all, you've heard about it. It's one of those horrifying things when you see the video. I think there actually has been two rescues so far.
That's good,
which
news.
Is incredible.
That's great.
One is like kind of unharmed, like uninjured, it seems like. The other one's in kind of really tough shape.
I mean,
so who knows? But the water, like we said, is freezing.
Yes.
And so I just don't know how, even if you survive the impact of the fall.
Yeah. How long can you last? 5 minutes?
To me, I don't even know you can last that
long. The most terrifying thing would not be falling into the water. That's horrible, but it's the steel from the bridge raining down on you.
Like, yeah, of course.
And knocking you in the head, and then you're down at the bottom of the river.
But can you even imagine the impact, though? Just imagine you're on a bridge in a car and your bridge collapses. That impact?
No, it's
unfathomable. How do you survive that? How the hell do you survive? You're in a car, you plunge. What is that? How tall do you think that is? 40 feet?
Oh, it's got to be higher than that.
I would think higher than that.
Even higher than that?
Yeah. I looked it, but who knows?
60 to 80, maybe 100 feet?
Mate.
And then, like you
said, I don't know.
Once you are in the water,
the water's
in
freezing.
The Patapsco. It's a Patapsco?
Patapsco River,
Patapsco
yeah.
River.
I mean, that water has got to be in the 40-degree temp range.
Certainly.
You maybe mid-40s. Patapsco? Do you ever go with, like...
Swimming in the Patapsco?
I don't know. What do you guys do over there?
No. I grew up on the Magathy River.
All right. What about the Dundalkians? Do they...
Do they jet ski
or water ski?
Jet ski?
I have no idea.
I don't know if there's a lot of, like...
You do that on the bay, in the bay.
Yeah, I don't. You know what? I'm out of my depth here.
I don't know what to do. Is it not a huge body of water?
Well, where that is it's very industrial.
Right.
Yeah.
So I don't think there's a lot of swimming and jet skiing going on in that area.
It's probably gross. Like
that water.
Yeah, like the Anacostia. Is it like that?
It's probably very dirty.
Yeah.
Where the bridge is. Yes.
Right.
The bridge has 185 feet of clearance.
185 feet.
Wow. Yep. We were way underselling.
You're not going to survive that. All right. So is Annie? Is she gonna do video hit for us or just audio?
Just phone her.
All right. All right. Let's go to Annie here. She's, of course, from Channel 9.
Yep.
We love Annie. Annie's been coming on this show off and on for, I don't know, 15 years?
It's been a long time.
A long time. Hey, Annie. Could she hear us?
Hi, Annie.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Thank you for taking the time.
We
know you're super busy.
Give us the latest. I know you've been on the air for hours.
Yeah, we've been on the air since 4:25 this morning, nonstop. I'm just getting a break now before we go back on at 9 a.m. I literally walked into the newsroom when this happened. It was just after 1:30 this morning, and we saw the video that I'm sure many of you have seen by now. But we now know, we got an update from the fire chief, James Wallace, the chief of Baltimore Fire Department, and we have confirmed that just after 1:30, they got numerous 911 calls that there were people in the water in the area of the Key Bridge, of course, the Patapsco River below. They got indication that a ship may have struck the Key Bridge. Of course, water rescue ensues. Multiple agencies involved in this, including marine operations, helicopters, Coast Guard, the whole nine. And we've had two press conferences since then, and we know that they were able to rescue two people from the water. One person walked away, no transport, no injuries.
Unbelievable.
The second person was taken to the trauma center, and they are listed in serious condition. Right now, it's still an active search and rescue mission. We know that there were a number of MDOT workers on the bridge at the time of the collapse. The crews were doing some sort of concrete deck repair work. But, you know, it's tough conditions out there.
I mean, the water has to be freezing, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. The water temperature, cold. We're talking maybe 48 degrees or less.
Cold plunge.
And it doesn't. Yeah. And, of course, you know, this is one of the nation's busiest ports. It's a landmark in Baltimore. It's been there for nearly 50 years. The bridge just celebrated, I believe, an anniversary on March 23rd. It was built back in 1977. And we know that 31,000 cars a day cross over this bridge. So it's a major bridge. And for people to wake up this morning and the bridge not be there, it's a complete shock, disbelief. And at this point, the mayor, Brandon Scott, he's not even talking about the rebuild efforts. He's asking for prayers for those impacted, the families, the first responders working hard this morning. This is an unthinkable tragedy, and we're just hoping that they will be able to rescue more people out of the water. But a lot of apparatus involved. The FBI is also involved in this. And, you know, we asked about why the FBI is involved, and we're told that they don't believe at this point there's anything nefarious at standard operating procedure in an event like this. But yes, they are involved in the investigation.
Annie, I mean, if it collapsed at 1:30, it's 8:30. Mm-hmm. Nope, there's no survivors at 8:30 in the 40-degree water, right? I mean, that's impossible.
It's tough. You know, and when we asked about just hope for the families, we were told by Paul Wiedefeld. We're all familiar with Paul Wiedefeld. He was head of Metro, and now he's the secretary of the Maryland Department of Transportation. And, you know, he said that there is a facility set up right now with health professionals to help. So that's how he handled that question. But, yeah, I mean, we're just trying to offer some sort of glimmer of hope, because you're just hoping for the best, right? But we're still told it is a search and rescue mission.
What were you going to say, Jason?
Active search and rescue mission.
Is there any, you probably don't know this, they probably don't know either, but so they've rescued two people. Is there any idea of how many other people they're looking for?
Yeah, the number is 7. They're looking for upward of 7 people. We asked, how do they know that number? How do they know vehicles were on the bridge? They said that they have sonar, I guess, sophisticated, you know, equipment that can detect vehicles on the bridge. So I trust that, you know, that's the number we were given. I know there was a report of maybe 20 people out there, but officially from the authorities, we were told that they are still looking for upward of 7 people. And it's going to be an all day. They just got daylight, right? So that was one of the big things. They were dealing with darkness. They didn't really know what they were dealing with out there, whether there was an oil spill. But the sun rose just after like 7:15 or so, and now they're able to kind of get a better sense of what the situation is. But just a tough situation all around.
So you said the FBI is involved, and they're saying there's nothing nefarious. So it's not what's the word I'm looking for? It's not sabotage, right? There's no terrorism involved, right? But so let me ask you this: have they talked to whoever was driving the boat, and or the man or men driving the boat? And was there a loss of power? What happened there?
Right. So there are reports out there, unconfirmed. We have not been able to confirm this yet, but there are reports that it might have been some sort of power issue or propulsion issue. But, you know, when we asked about it officially to the authorities, it's still way too early in the investigation. But if that, you know, that is something that they're looking at, right? They're looking at all aspects of this investigation. Was there a fuel spill? You know, was there something involving the power shortage? But yeah, those are all aspects of the investigation that they're trying to still work out.
Annie, what is the Valdez is like kind of from that area, and he's even asking, what are the alternate routes for folks that live out there?
Oh boy. So they were advising people to use 695 shut down completely. They were advising to use 95. Valdez, I don't know if you can hear me, but the outer loop detoured off 695 at Maryland 10, so exit 2.
Yeah, that's off. So past Ordnance Road, they shut down the entire exit. So you basically can't get on, you can't get on 695 from 10. So I guess you would have to take 2 into Brooklyn/Dundalk. I don't know. I have no idea. Like if I wanted to go visit my relatives in Dundalk, like I wouldn't be able to get it.
There?
Yeah, like I wouldn't be able to get in there. I guess I'd have to take 2 into the city, then come back south.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also, I mean, they're redirecting everyone to take 95 or 895 instead, just to avoid whole 695 Southeast corridor.
So you'll go through the tunnel, go north, and then just catch it, come back south if you had to get to that.
And then Annie, just imagine if this happened, you know, happened at 1:30 in the morning or 1 in the morning.
Imagine if
it happened at 7 a.m. Yeah. or 8 a.m. How many cars would have been on that?
To only have seven people is amazing.
I'm surprised that they're only looking for seven. There was no other, you know, just regular pedestrians driving over the bridge at the time.
Well, you know, they also mentioned possibly a tractor trailer was on the bridge. I mean, if you watch the video closely,
they weren't walking. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Annie.
No, they weren't walking, but. You know, you could see there's a tractor trailer in that video, and he did speak to that. So at that time, I mean, it was the MDOT workers and possibly just a few cars driving across, right?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Annie, we know you're busy. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for coming on.
Before you go back on the air, we appreciate your time, Annie. Wish it was under better circumstances.
Love you guys so much.
Oh, thank you. Love you. Okay. Thank you.
All right, that's Annie Yu from WUSA9 giving us the latest on the bridge collapse in Baltimore. I know also Maryland declared state of emergency within the past few hours as well in the wake of that bridge collapse. When we come back, we'll get into the NFL's owners' meetings in Orlando. There's a big rule change coming to the NFL this fall. We'll tell you about it next.
So,
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Somebody actually, I guess there's a website. It's amazing. You can type in water temperature, and it can tell you an expected survival time for an average person.
Yep.
So if the water temperature is 48 degrees, you want to guess?
48 degrees, I'm going to guess 5 minutes.
No, they're saying 2 hours.
2 hours?
2 hours. It makes no sense to me. 2 hours and 29 minutes. I don't know how that's possible. I mean, if you do a cold plunge, I think it has to be under 50 degrees.
Okay. Right.
And so, I mean, trust me, that's butt cold, 48 degrees.
Yeah.
I don't know how you can survive in 2 hours, 29 minutes, but either way, that thing collapsed at 1:30. And, you know, somebody accused me of being insensitive. I'm not being insensitive. I mean, let's just be realistic here. If they didn't survive, if they didn't find those people in the first hour or two, unless they're like holding on to the bridge structure, like, I don't know how you could still find survivors, right? I mean,
unless they got swept down the river and they're, you know, a couple miles down.
Right.
Miles down, like what, like on a car or something? And they're on top of the car, like some floating, like,
I don't know.
Is there any way you can get to shore?
I don't know.
I mean,
the fact that they're only looking for seven people is stunning. What a miracle.
It could be horrible and awful
as it is for those families.
The problem is, I think the bridge end-to-end was roughly, I think it's a little under 2 miles apart. So, like, if you fall in the middle of that, in the middle, you know, 1:30 in the morning.
You ain't swimming in the dark. You don't know where you're going.
You got to swim a mile plus in those conditions.
Yeah.
Really? And you can't see anything?
No. And by the way, even if you survive the impact, I mean.
You see how big that cargo ship?
I know, that's the thing. If it's 180 feet. you're going to survive a 180-foot drop in your car, or even, God forbid, if you're working on
it. Yeah, like, it sounds like some of those guys were exposed and out of vehicles, like working.
I would think
on
they would have
the
a better shot,
like just falling without being in a vehicle.
Yeah, I think being in the vehicle. I mean,
I would guess being in a vehicle, you just plunge right to the bottom, like, and unless you can't,
and then
like,
you're
like,
then
how
you're
are
really
you going to get out?
How
like,
you get out?
Like the water pressure that's pressing against your vehicle at the bottom of the river.
I mean, you're done.
Yeah,
I'm not trying to be insensitive.
No,
I mean,
I'm
it's
not
just
either.
A horrifying.
Just like,
it's a horror story.
Yeah, it's. This is how we deal with it. We try to talk through it and figure things out.
But two people rescued, correct?
That's great.
Rescued
that's
is
amazing
a miracle.
News. That one person just walked away without any sort of medical assistance is basically a miracle.
I don't even understand that.
I don't know how that happens.
But thank you to Annie for coming on short notice. They're crazy. This is the biggest story in the country.
Yes.
It kind of knocked the Diddy story off the front pages.
I mean, look how big that ship is.
I know. Yeah. It's
You want me to send you a picture I have from somebody that lives in like an apartment that overlooks the bridge?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can see the cargo ship and the bridge just sitting in the water.
It's awful.
So hurting.
Yeah, look how many of those ship containers. It's not like two or three of them. It's like,
hundreds.
Yeah, I mean, it's like.
They're all stacked on top of
each other. Stacked
up
like 10 high.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, it's
crazy. You
know
how heavy those things are? Man, this is incredible.
Imagine
how heavy that ship is.
Yeah, to take down a bridge. Like, when you look at it from afar, it almost looks like a toy. Like, when you look at it from afar, you know what I mean?
It almost doesn't look real.
It doesn't even look real.
How does something like that even, like, float out on the water? Like, it's.
I don't know.
And then for it to impact the bridge, I'm shocked the bridge, like, it seemed like there was a gap in time between the impact
and when
it
collapsed.
Like
it
maybe,
seemed like it was pretty quick.
Maybe like 8 or 10 seconds.
Right.
I guess it just, you know, it couldn't withstand the impact and it took a little time for it to fall.
But if it was a different type of bridge, the whole thing wouldn't have collapsed like that. But that part.
I wonder how many people were on the actual boat.
Cargo boat? I don't know. Probably not a lot of people. Probably, I mean, I don't know. You think you
15?
Have like a
I don't know how
crew?
Big the crew is for a ship of that size.
Yeah, you got your what do they call those guys? Your captain? You got a few captains?
Captain, first mate, crew.
Right.
I don't know. Dozen, 20 people?
Yeah, I would say probably.
I don't know.
15 to 20.
Horrifying situation. Anyway, thank you for the update from Annie. And of course, we'll all be paying attention throughout the day and, you know. Thoughts go out to everybody in Baltimore, everybody impacted. I mean, Valdez says, like, he's got family, and, like, how are they going to come and go? And, you know, we had the guy call in. He's got a trucking business. What's he got, like, 20 trucks or something? And he says,
yeah,
it's going to take him an extra 3 hours now to get from point A to point B.
Right.
For some of these locations. So
you'll definitely also have issues in the port as far as goods and services.
Yeah.
I would assume, yeah. There's going to be some sort
major...
of interruption.
Coming in, it's no the cars. I think they said coming to that harbor. Amazon is over there.
Right.
Honestly, this sounds horrible, but you know, like selfishly, I'm wondering how's it going to affect my commute tomorrow when I'm racing up to Connecticut. You know, I don't know.
What about opening day?
Yeah, not that far away.
Yeah, I don't know. I've been on that bridge, but I don't think it's been years.
I've ever taken that bridge. Yeah. Maybe at some point. Certainly not anytime recently. But, I mean, I've seen people on Twitter who are like, I use that bridge every day.
I really can't believe there was only 7 people.
That's the most stunning thing. And then, because when you watch some of the time-lapse photography or whatever, images, video, whatever you call it, that's out there, you see a bunch of vehicles passing through.
Yep.
And like as each one passes through, you go, oh, can they make it? Can they make it?
Right.
You know, before the thing collapsed. Can you imagine the sound for people that live there, what they heard?
Yeah, it had to be terrifying. Yeah. Short, but terrifying.
All right, you want to go to Walter? What is Walter? Is that the winner?
Sure.
That's our winner. I think that's our winner.
Is he still holding on for his
nap?
Oh, yeah.
I think that's our winner.
That
yeah,
guy's,
yeah.
Guy's
hang in there, Walter.
Give him his tickets.
Yeah, it's been a crazy
good for him.
Time. Yeah.
All right, when we come back, we'll lighten it up. We'll do EB's entertainment page. Hopefully no Diddy stories. We've already touched on Diddy.
We got to update the Diddy.
The latest there. So we'll get into EB's entertainment page next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.